Welcome to your Giants in 90. Anita Marks here with Roman Oben. And last week, the Jacksonville Jaguars took on the Indianapolis Colts. Three sacks they got on Blake Bortles. Can the Giants one-up them? Let's find out. Here's Robert Ayers.
He's a young, talented guy, you know, who's getting better each game. And, you know, he can do a lot of things. You know, he's trying to learn within the system and within the scheme. And he's a competitor, so. You know, it's a good challenge for us, and, you know, we're looking forward to it.
All right, Roman, so we heard from Ayers about getting after a rookie quarterback in Blake Bortles. As I said earlier, the Colts got to him three times last week. Your thoughts on really the mentality of a rookie quarterback when you've got a defense who's coming after him?
Well, Blake Bortles obviously is going through some of his rookie rookie learning curve. And what you want to do, especially when he's at home, you want to put him in a position where you're taking the progressions away and that pass rush is really starting to condense and collapse that pocket. And guys like Robert Ayers, who's really the more consistent of the pass rushers, you want him to be in a position where you know he's pass rushing and Blake Bortles has to hold the ball. That's when the sacks come.
How important is the rushing attack in order to hold that defense back, especially in play action as well?
Well, when you can stop the run, you're creating these second and long situations. You're creating, you know, ultimately third and longs. And that's when you know you get into these obvious passing situations and then you get the pass rush.
So this has been your Giants in 90, Anita Marks with Roman Oben.